Blog Talk Radio.
Think of me, think about us since the intimacy. I'm trying to strum you like guitars in this beat. Think you sit around and you kick the blase split. Plus, you got a man, but he ain't quite me. This type of man is trying to get you what you need. And he wanna know where you are, where you be, where you going, where you stay, where you subject to be. Damn. If I was him, I wouldn't even need. I would trust you when you say that you are what you be. Say, he the type of nigga that tell a chick, take his girl on a date and they go to Mickey D's. Say, I'm the type to try to stab in the Jeep, try to take you out to see things and occasionally creep. Yeah, your man is doing things I can't really see. Don't sound too good, it sounds tainted to me.
Japan, we gon' do some things that didn't fit in the plans. I love it when you kiss me, girl, so do it again. Do it again, yeah.
I'm rubbing on your booty, so comfy and soothing. Girl, you're really popping, so let's make this shit a movie. Yeah, yeah. So unbelievable. So glad you let me blow your mind. Like you've been blowing mine. It seems like I've been waiting for this all my life. Girl, you are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're now tuned in to GEI Radio Freaky Friday. I am your host, Tone. Got my co-host, Gigi. What's going on?
What up, man? The man right here. How you feeling, Tone? What's going on tonight, man?
I just want you to know that I actually said that three times. I didn't know I had my phone on mute. I'm like, why did you not say nothing? So I said the intro like
get
three
it
times.
Together.
My phone was on.
Let's go.
Oh man, what's going on though?
Listen, man, you know, life, man, life. You know, we're closer to election day. I mean, we can't avoid that conversation. You know what I'm saying? We can't avoid it. It's real. So you know, I pray everybody's voting, man. If you want change, now if you don't want change, fuck it. Then don't vote. All right, but if you want some change, man, then you definitely need to vote, and you need to vote from a local standpoint abroad. You know what I mean? You need to know like who your local representatives are. Like if you want to get shit done, like locally, you can't call or expect the President of the United States, man, to take care of a community center that's local. You know, all that stuff happens local, man. I don't want to get into the politics, but that's real life. And I think we should be educated, right. especially people of color, man, because we haven't been in the political game as long as a lot of other ethnicities. So we have to continue to educate ourselves and do what we need to do, man. You know what I'm saying? So, that being said, man, what's going on your way, brother? What's happening?
Cooling, man. We got some of that, a little bit of that storm the other day.
Yeah.
I see Atlanta got a lot of trees down and power outages
yeah,
still
man,
going on down there.
Well, not as bad, you know, but we're still pretty much in recovery mode. There's a lot of different things going on. You know, lines down, trees down, just, you know, all kind of stuff going on, man. So I pray everybody is in a better position than they was yesterday and that they continue to, you know, reach out to those loved ones and those friends, man, that I make sure everybody's good.
All right, man, you know what time it is. We're gonna hold everybody up all night. You know what I mean? We're gonna get into this thing. Again, we here each and every Friday, 9 p.m. to 10. We're gonna say that Gigi tonight until 10.
yeah. We're gonna try our best, man, because you know, we have so much content. The callers get in, we get turned up, but we still want to be mindful for everybody's time. Plus, cord these, and when we have the playback, you know, we want everybody to be able to get through it because we know that you might be listening to it the next day, or while you're working out. So we want to get through all of the content, you know, in a good amount of time where you know you can actually get through it. So, you know, about 45 minutes to an hour, that's good. That's good. And then we'll see you next week. That's how we doing it.
Bad.
But
you know,
this week,
I'm gonna step back, Gigi. I'm gonna step back. This
okay.
You. I'm gonna let you introduce this. I'm gonna let you do your thing. This you.
Oh man, so listen, and I'm excited to do this, guys. If you've seen the flyer, if you've been on IG, GEI Radio, the Freaky Friday Show _, you've seen what we're going to talk about tonight, man. And we're talking about a few things, man. We're talking about BDSM, we're talking about LS, and I'll go over the acronyms or the abbreviations here in a minute. But basically, we're going a direction that a lot of people consider taboo, but on the other hand, there's a lot of people that actually practice, and this is like what they do. This is what they do, man. So, you know, we talked about vanilla before, Tone. I know you remember we talked about vanilla, what vanilla means. And, you know, we didn't really tap in like we're going to tap in tonight, guys. So, you know, tonight, man, we're talking about the lifestyle, man. We're talking about LS. We're also talking about BDSM. And for those that, you know, are trying to figure out what the hell is BDSM, is it deodorant? Is it, you know, a league, you know, some shit like that? Nah, BDSM basically stands for, the B is for bondage, D is for discipline or dominance. The S is for submission or sadomasochism. And, you know, we can dig in really, really deep, but you guys aren't ready for that. Okay, you're not ready for that, man. This isn't something that you just jump in, you chop it up, and then you go to sleep, man. This is some shit that you really got to be intentional about, you know, learning, man. And it's a dynamic, it's a lifestyle, it's you know, it's on the other side of regular shit. Is that fair to say? It's on the other side of regular shit. It's the other side, man.
This is the 10 to 20 side. You know, if you 1 through 10, this is the 10 through 20 side.
There it is. That's exactly right, man. So listen, I know we have the callers are going to start jumping real soon, but so let me let the callers know. All right, so tonight we're going to take a few calls, but we really want to get this content out. And callers, we really want you to talk about, if you have questions, ask whatever questions you want. But there are a few callers that are experienced in lifestyle, so we want them to have an opportunity to share a little bit about their experience, because people don't be believing this, man. People don't be believing it, man. They think that, you know, it's only in the movies and they only hear about it. And, you know, there's like these clubs, man, that you know, are just off the chain. And shit is real. All right. So shit is real. So we're going to jump right in. And we have different questions that will jump in. But really, we want the callers to get involved. And again, there's a handful that I already know. Listen, I've shared this topic before, man. I've actually done a little bit of research about it, and I did a series about it, and people came out in droves to support the whole movement, man. It was like I was adopted for that series, man. Like I was a lifestyler for a few moments, man. I was welcome in the community and shit like that, so... It was really interesting. It is really interesting, and I think it's really cool, man. So, again, guys, we're talking about lifestyle. When we talk about lifestyle, this is individuals or couples that are into things like swinging. You know, you're into polyamory, which is, you know, basically having multiple situations, man, multiple dynamics, man, whether it is, you know, two, multiple people, or, you know, four, three, you know, you got triad, you got quad, you got solo poly, man, it's just so much, but basically it's a dynamic to where you have multiple relationships, man. And one thing that I think a misconception is really open to the fullest about it, or that it's just about sex, or, you know, it's just about having threesomes and foursomes and stuff like that. And really, man, it's, you know, it's a dynamic, man. Everybody's dynamic is different. Mm. You know, traditionally, mm. people are monogamous. There's a lot of people that are monogamous, right? But then, Tone, there's people that's been cheating all their damn lives. So are they really monogamous? You know what I mean? They just cheating all their damn lives, meaning they can't be honest about their desires, the things that they want to do, the things that they're actually doing, you know, and they have to kind of hide this stuff, man. And it, like I said, man, it can go on and on and on. But I just want to touch the surface tonight. Go ahead.
Maybe this is something hard to, how do you explain this to somebody that you feel this way, right? You meet somebody, y'all dating, and then, like, you know, like you say, y'all have the talk, and this comes up. So let's say you meet a woman, right? Y'all date, y'all kicking it for 3 or 4 or 5 months or whatever, and y'all have this talk. What's the first thing that goes through your head when she tells you that she's, you know, she in the lifestyle or she is into BDSM?
Yeah. Well, and see, I believe that's the difference, man. I think the difference is this type of subject, this type of dynamic, you have to be upfront about it because, you know, again, a person may be curious about it, but they don't know how to express themselves. So if a person is in the lifestyle, it's almost a rule of thumb to be upfront, man. And I think that it's more common that those that are in the lifestyle are more upfront because they don't want people to feel like, yo, I'm not trying to run game on you, or I don't want you to think that I don't like you enough to share some things. But that is just something that's key, man, to let somebody know what's going on, man. And I would look at it as the same as bisexuality. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't talking about dudes. Now, damn that. I'm talking about women, though. I'm talking about women. I think a woman, if she's bisexual or if she has been bisexual before, I think she should let a brother know up front, man, and find out, hey, you know what? I'm bisexual. You know, is that an issue? And then that way to do, he can ask some more questions like, well, I mean, you know, bisexualizing, you like a woman to eat you, or you like to eat women, or do you guys need to do what you need to do? Like, you know, can you just have a man and occasionally desire a woman? Like, there's so many questions, man, that warrants some damn good answers so you know what you're getting into, man. And again, I think that if you don't have those questions up front and you don't have those answers up front, then you just start taking on too many assumptions about, you know, what a person's about and how they live their lives. And, you know, you can avoid some time, man. You can avoid some time wasting.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever, when you did your show on this, have you ever encountered one partner being in a lifestyle and the other one not? Or is it a couple thing? It has to be a couple thing.
That's a good ass question, bro. You know, for me, when I started learning a little bit more about it, and it literally was just something I was like, yo, this is interesting. And, you know, having a platform and putting it out there, of course, you attract folks. You know what I mean? Like, women are asking me, so are you poly? And, you know, are you looking for, you know, two women? Are you looking for, you know, 3-4 women? Do you want a quad? Like, do you want a guy and two women so you guys can swap? And I'm thinking, whoa, slow down, baby. First of all, I'm new to this. Like, I'm just new to learning what it's all about. So anyway, to answer your question, man, you know, it was a variety. It was a variety. But what you're talking about sounds like a triad. Obviously, tries three. It's interesting because you have the dom, which is the dominant, and I'm not saying that he calls the shots, but he kind of calls the shots, though. You know what I mean? And so he can have, you know, submissives, you know, two submissives, or he can have a submissive and a slave, or, you know, just different things. And it really just depends because it's almost, it's a responsibility. like, your ass is really accountable in that lifestyle, because people are literally, you know, giving themselves to you. You know what I mean? And it's like, there's really no time to fuck around with the whole thing, man. You got to be real about it. And because people take it serious, man. They take it serious. It's like, if a person says they're submissive, then that means they're giving a lot. They're giving a lot to you, man. And they just talk about, okay, can I come over and suck your dick? Right. You know what I mean?
Is this like a in the house lifestyle, or is this a lifestyle like living, like no matter, like outside
yeah.
of the house, everywhere? This is how it
right.
is.
Right. And as we get the callers in, because I know they come, and we'll let them talk about what their different dynamics are. But you know, it's one of those things to where, from my experience, people are real about it. Like it's not in the closet. You know what I'm saying? Like if it's two women and a guy, and you know there's kids involved, these kids know that there's two women up in here. You know what I mean? Like it's real. So and it's not, you know, in the closet type thing. It's how they live. So they're out there shopping together. Or, you know, the ladies are shopping together. All three of them are out there. You know, you got thruples. You know, they got, you know, new hybrid names and shit like that. So, nah, it's really how they live, man. And what's really interesting is, I think nowadays, man, we've gotten caught up in the poly lifestyle being trendy. Like, you know, hey, man, I got two girlfriends, I got three girlfriends. Hey, I got two dudes, I got three dudes, and they all know about each other. And, you know, we do this and do that together. But we have to take it back a little further, man. We have to take it back a little further into, you know, the history of people and how, you know, their lifestyles were, you know, back then. And, you know, some people may say, okay, you know, well, only kings had concubines and harems and stuff like that. But nah, man, there's other cultures where, you know, there's a few wives, you know, up in there, and you know they making it happen. You know, with that one guy yeah. orders multiple husbands. Like, we're not even gonna sleep on saying that, you know, it's just the guys with multiple women. Like, there's ladies out there that got, you know, they got some soldiers.
That was
they
my next
soldiers,
question.
Man.
I was gonna
yeah.
ask you, and we got a couple callers on, so after I ask this question, I'm gonna start getting callers on. I know they're ready.
It's about to be fire. It's about to be fire.
I was gonna ask that, like, is it 50-50? Is it just as many women that has two men as men have two women?
Yeah, that's a good one too, man. I don't think so. I don't think that ratio is like that. But what I will say is, I do believe that there is a large community of swingers. You know what I mean? So when you start talking about swingers, obviously, you know, those are couples that interact with other couples, or they also, you know, entertained a unicorn. You know, we talked about unicorn before, and that's basically, you know, that woman knowing what it is. She know that, hey, you know, couples, this is what they want me for. I want some things from them too. You know, we agree, and then we do what we do, and then, you know, whatever the arrangements are. So I do think that the swingers community is pretty heavy. But when it comes down to different dynamics, I think that it's more couples, you know, bringing in one, or, you know, bringing in two, into their dynamic, man. And again, you know, I ain't in the community. For those that's probably hitting me up, like, yo, okay, that's what it is, GG. I'm not in the community, but again, you know, I've had an opportunity to, yeah, man. Listen, man, I've had an opportunity to really kind of dig in, because I found it fascinating in comparison. The callers, hold the fuck on. All right, hold on. I found it fascinating that people that are vanilla. And guys, you know, vanilla is just like ice cream. They don't have a whole bunch of flavor. It's just, you know, hey, you know, this is how things are. So you're not really knowledgeable of the different dynamics and you know, bondage and kink and, you know, all those other things, man. So what I found the most interesting is when you have somebody, Tone, fill me on this. When you, let's say you have a woman, right? You have a woman that, you know, she's like, hey, the sex life is good. I like how you pipe me down and stuff like that. But I'm curious about some other stuff that I heard about. And you're like, okay, so what the fuck did you hear about and who you hear from? Well, you know, my girls are, you know, they dealing with, you know, a guy or some guys that are into BDSM. So, you know, they got the bondage and the, you know, submission and stuff like, you know, people that like pain and dominatrix type shit and stuff like that. So I wanted to try it. If that woman taps in, it's hard for her to tap back out and go back into that vanilla status. So that's what could be scary for dudes, man. Like, you know, you with your girl and you know, you doing your thing, but if she gets a hold of that lifestyle and she starts exploring some other parts of her that's never been tapped in before, boy, in for it, because she's going to yearn and crave for some new things. And
so that was my question. That goes back to my question that I asked you. Could one partner be involved
vanilla
in the lifestyle? Do you think that will work? Like, if you had a lady and that's what she wanted to do, would you say okay and sit back and just, you know, do what you do regularly, but allow her to, you know,
explore
in the lifestyle? Explore,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't believe that will work, because, you know, this type of lifestyle, when we talk about it, it's not traditional or regular stuff. So it could be scary, it could be intimidating. So you're going to need somebody to help you navigate and guide you through that, learning different things, learning how to, you know, tap into, you know, the innermost inhibitions and shit that you ain't never did before. You know, we ain't talking about just anal sex type shit. We ain't talking about stuff like that, man. We're talking about really digging in and tapping in to some things that you've never reached before. For a woman, she wants her guy to be that one. Like, you don't want somebody else dominating your woman and teaching you that, you know, and teaching her. I mean, next thing you know, man, she gonna send you a video talking about, yeah, you know, this is what I learned today. You see her ass getting tossed up, turned out, man, and your ass is at the house looking at that. Boy, you gonna drive yourself crazy, man. So I think it's important, man, that that people have the same interest. Even if it's just curiosity, people have the same interest in that. You want to learn. So, you know, like I said, man, it's something to where you're going to need some guidance. You know, you're going to need to have, you know, in a community that's going to kind of help you go through the stages, because there's still different levels when we talk about that. Because, you know, there's cross dressers, body modifications, you know, enthusiasts, animal role plays, fetishes, like all of that, man. It's not just one night you want to play around with toys. Shit is real. So, hey, man, I'm ready for the callers, man. Cause, and hold on, before the callers get on here, look, we limited to your asses to about 60 seconds to 3 minutes at the most, because we got a lot of callers lined up. So, you know, just kind of give us the bullet points, and then we're going to keep it kicking, man.
And another thing too, callers, when you press one and we let you in, you know, when you ask your question or chop it up for a little bit, when you get off, press one again so your thing can get out the queue. So if you wanted to answer another question, you can just press one again. So it just wouldn't be sitting up there. It would be like you press one again, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's jump right into it, man. 3921. GEI Radio, you on?
What up? Hey.
Hello.
Caller, are you there? Hey, what's going on?
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, it's Rose.
How you
Hello?
Feeling? What's going on with you?
I'm
we can
doing
hear you.
Very
can you
well.
Hear us?
Listening to you and listening to your host as well.
Okay. We appreciate it. How you feel about tonight's subject? What you want to jump into?
I'm gonna introduce myself, because I'm part of the BDSM community for 17 years. So my name is Rose, not my real name, but that's Rose. The name that the community had knows me as.
Hey,
I've been in the lifestyle for 17 years. First, I started as a S-type, which is a submissive, and then was trained to become a top. A top is a person that basically is the one that administers play to a person that is a bottom, which is the person that receives the play or receives the pain or whatever you want to call it.
Yes. Yes, this is great.
I was a dominatrix. I was a pro dame for 4 years, primarily S&M, which is sadism and masochism. Mm. And I basically go to events. Prior to the stupid pandemic, I was supposed to go to an event. I was supposed to go to two events and be part of the Masters and Dominant Roundtable to discuss certain topics and also to have some play time in the dungeons and stuff like that. But, you know, this pandemic has fucked me over. I am a sadism. I'm actually a sexual sadist.
Okay.
And there's a difference between, you know, sexual sadism is very different than mental physical sadism.
Okay.
So I'm not going to elaborate too much because then it's going to go too high, you know, people over
heads
and stuff like that. So I'm going to keep it simple.
Okay. So we have since we have you here, Rose, and thank you for being on here. Tone has questions for your ass, okay? He has questions. So we also want to kind of – I want to ask you this. I want to ask you – so when it comes to your relationships or your dynamic or anything like that, do you deal with or do you date guys that aren't in the lifestyle at all?
Actually, I have. I have dated people that are what you call vanillas.
Yeah.
But I keep it very truthful to them. I keep it very truthful. And the reason why, because I'm poly, I am polyamorous, so I keep it very truthful for them. When it comes to me indulging on the sexual base element of sadism and masochism in my sex, so I keep it very truthful. I tell them what I like. I tell them what I dislike. And it's up to them to choose if they want to be with me.
Okay. What's an example of something that you like and something that you dislike?
Oh, my all-time, when it comes to men, my all-time, because I'm considered also a switch, so I also am masochist as well. So, but when I am a top, when I am the person administering pain, I like what, and I'm going to give you the abbreviation and also what it means. My all-time kink play is CBT, which is cock ball torture.
So, oh, shit.
That's my
that shit made my stomach hurt.
That's my all-time favorite.
Okay.
Especially when I'm doing oral sex.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah. Especially when I'm doing oral sex, I like to bite on the penis. I like to grab the balls and twist them and all the.
Okay. Okay.
If I do date a vanilla person, I do know that majority of them, they might be kinky, but they're not full-fledged, like, 100%, you know, that type of kink. So, but I'm a biter. I like to bite. So, if we're having sex, you might see a little nibble here, a little nibble there. You might feel
Now you drawing blood on motherfuckers though? I mean, you drawing blood?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay.
I do believe in blood, only if it's consensual, and it has a risk factor. So you have to be mindful with your partners. Make sure that you are that if you are basically fluid bonding, that you two get the proper precautions, do the testing, do all this stuff. Okay? So there's a lot of things you have to do, a lot of due diligence, before you go into something a little more extreme than the just tying somebody up.
Right.
Yeah.
This is
so
good.
You gotta
this
be
is
very
good.
Mindful.
Okay. And Tone, yeah, I'm definitely. And Rose, we're gonna have to keep you. We're gonna have to keep you on because we may need to reference back to you here shortly. We have some other calls, but I do want to ask you this. So, do you believe, let's say, a vanilla guy is like, look, you know, I'm gonna try to blow your back out, whatever. So if he's pounding you, right? If that's his thing, is that not enough for you to?
It is not enough for me to climax. No. No, that's not enough for me. Because
right.
of the way I am sexually, there has to be an element of pain. Like I stated before, I also like pain. So having just regular sex for me is not enough. You go, and also you got to be mindful with who you're having sex with. You got to make sure that person has the experience in having a hardcore session, because I have had sessions, we call them sessions, where the person might be having sex with you, but he has a flogger whipping your ass while he's pounding you. Or he has a club or a cane, or he or she has in their hand, but they're fucking at the same time. So you got to be very mindful with that person.
That takes a special skill set.
Correct. Because you can't just hit somebody in the body and think that you're hitting in a safe zone, because we do have danger zones in our body and we have safe zones. So you have to learn what these safe zones are and which are your danger zones, so you won't send a person to the hospital and you get arrested.
Correct.
So,
consensual or not, there's just some shit that you just have to be very, very mindful about.
Yes, it is still illegal in this country. So you got to be very careful. Make sure that you negotiate. If you are a top-bottom situation where you are, you're basically, you don't have a relationship with your submissive or dominant, but you are, let's for example, you're in a play scene. You have to be very mindful that this person that you're going to play with, that you negotiate that scene thoroughly. Ask the most hardest, make sure that their health is okay. Make sure if they have high blood pressure, do they have their medication? Because we do have people that do have disabilities, have ailments, that do come to the dungeon and play. But you got to negotiate, make sure that those people are safe.
This is gold. Listen, we're renaming her. Her name is officially Rose Gold. All right, that's Rose Gold right there, man.
And the funny thing
you like that? That's Rose Gold from here on out.
Yeah, my name is actually an acronym. My first name in Facebook and also in FetLife, it's an acronym. For how
you
want to
share that?
R is for respect and responsibility. O is for obedience and observation, because I observe my surroundings a lot. S is for submission and sadism, and E is for elevate and education, because I also educate in these events that I go to.
That's dope. Wow. Tone, I know we have other callers, and we want to get to them because I believe that there may be some questions that, that Rose can give us some feedback with. So, Tone, what direction you want to go next, man? Do you have questions for Rose, or you kind of want to play this thing out?
I do. Just my stomach still hurts.
What? Why? Because your balls were twisted, man? You thinking about your balls being twisted?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, honey, and let me tell you something. You don't have to buy any contraption of any sort. You could use any household item to do torture on those balls. A lemon squeezer to do it.
Not the lemon squeezers. Oh, shit, no.
A lemon squeezer to do it.
I have one question. I wanted to ask her what characteristics do she find sexy in being a dominant or being a submissive?
For me or as another person?
For you.
Okay. So I have two attractions because I'm a switch. I am attracted to dominant men. Okay? And I'm talking about dominant, not domineering. There's two examples.
That's good.
There.
That's legit.
Okay?
I respect that.
Okay, so I'm attracted to dominant men, men of leadership and guidance, a man that knows how to protect his family, okay? Because family is everything for me, even in the kink world. Even in BDSM, family is everything for me. So, so a man that actually has those characteristics, that is – like, it makes the pussy pop. Yeah, I call it pussy pop. It's a pussy pop. Now, submission is also an attraction for me because there are certain parts of my life that I actually enjoy a submissive man. Okay?
Okay.
Especially when it comes to the kinks I like. So, that's why I'm poly. There's a reason for my poly world is because I like both. Now, if I am fortunate enough of finding a man that's both, just like I am, because I'm also submissive when it comes to the man I'm with, because I am nurturing. I like to serve and make the person comfortable in my presence. So if I find a person that's like that, then that's a win-win.
It's a perfect match.
That would be a perfect match.
Okay.
And we can negotiate what parts of our lives could be his responsibility versus my responsibility. It would be a wonderful world in this life for me.
Just for the new callers that's chiming in. Can you tell us what BDSM means?
So BDSM is an acronym, okay? And I believe Gigi stated what it is before. So BDSM is B is for bondage, okay? D is for dominance. S is for S and M is sadomasochism and submission. So everybody fall under all those letters, okay? So when you know who you are or what you identify, you could fall in either of those letters. You could be only a person that does bondage, and that's it. That's all you like is bondage. You could fall under dominance, which is basically a person that's dominant, okay? You could fall under sadism or submission or masochism. Not everybody falls under those specific acronyms. So you got to kind of learn yourself and see where you fall.
Absolutely. That was well said. And I want to say this before we move forward. when we talk about lifestyle, guys, we're not just talking about in the bedroom. And Rose did an awesome job because she also talked about a man specifically of what she likes. You know, she didn't just say, okay, she want a man with a big dick. You know, she was very specific, a man that, you know, family is priority, leadership, who is dominant versus domineering, which basically we're talking about not just someone at certain times want to step up. That's who they are to the core. That's what they do, and there's no guesswork in what type of person they are. You know what I mean? So even when we talk about switching, the switching is more of situational. We're not talking about all of a sudden, you know, a person is a completely different individual. We're talking about situational, meaning versatility. Like, as you can see, you know, I'm a little versed in it, but so she made some hey, man, I don't even know if I want to talk about my social media platforms after this, man. I might not want anybody to know my IG.
And one thing I do have to say about our lifestyle is that in our PLC community is growing. We are getting out there. We're doing strides. We're winning awards in the leather community. We are joining more into the leather community, which that will be probably another segment of this, right?
Yeah, it will.
And we're opening up to what we want and what we need in our lives to make us smile every day.
Right. That's it. There it is. So, Ro, I want you to hang out with us. We're going to get some other callers on here.
Okay.
And this is going to be really, really interesting because I have a feeling a lot of the callers will have more questions than they will comments. And so so let's see how much we can get accomplished here in this short time that we have left. But Rose Gold, you came through for us.
We're just gonna keep her on and add the other callers in as well, okay?
Yeah.
So she can answer you know, the questions if they have questions. Okay, let's go. 1338 GEI Radio, you on?
Good afternoon, guys. Hey,
good afternoon.
I'm enjoying listening in. So I'm not taking up any time because I'm absorbing it all. So you can move right on to the next to the next caller.
Hey, we appreciate the support for sure.
Definitely. Okay, 7351 GEI Radio, you on?
Hello, fellas, and Rose Gold. How are you?
Hi. What's going on?
I have to say, Rose, you did an amazing job at explaining everything.
Hey, 17 years. Recognize.
Yes.
Pay homage.
Yes. She put it out there. I'm like, yeah,
for
she
sure.
explained it. I have to say, I'm not in the community. However, it is something that I do enjoy. I'm also poly, dom sub to a dominant man, dominant to a submissive woman. Wait, hold on.
That is interesting that she made. She was very.
I'm in the car. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Finish up.
Yeah. So I haven't experienced. I've experienced one dominant man. A lot of guys. I fill them out first before I tell them what I'm into, to see if I even want to. Tell them if I even want to go there. A lot of them, they don't, they like, nah, that's not for me. So I don't even go any further.
Okay.
I found one or two that are like, okay, you want me and another female. Yeah. I want to be with a man and have a girlfriend on the side, but she would be for both of us.
Okay. And have you ever been interested in more than one man or a quad situation?
No, I don't want two men. That's not my thing. My thing is a man and another woman. I'm bisexual, so no.
Okay.
If it was a quad situation, it would be more than one female and one male.
Right. Yeah, that's not what direction you're trying to go.
No, I don't want more than one male. No.
Is that too much? Probably that's too much. Like, okay, I got to share my life with these three other people.
Right. Okay. Right. Okay.
Right.
Okay. No, I dig that.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Rose, because you put it out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. We got the best of the best.
Thank you very much for the compliment. Thank you very much. I just hope that this coronavirus because I'm urgent for emerging.
I am too, but not in the community setting. I want something at home. I don't want the community setting. If I do go in the community, it's to watch. I just like to watch.
Okay. And we are very, when it comes to people watching, we are very welcoming. There are certain rules that you need to follow when you are at an event to make sure that you don't disturb what's going on in a play scene. But we're very welcoming.
Right.
We'd be like, come in.
Okay. Take a look.
I've been to the swingers party. I've been there before. I've watched it. There were different rooms. And it was like one room. It was a dark room. And I went into the dark room, and a bunch of people started touching me, and I had to go back out. So I was like,
okay.
I don't like this.
Yeah, you couldn't slid into it.
Yeah, I'm not a swinger. I have never, not even when I was married. I always been poly, where my husband and I will engage in other relationships, but never had we ever had sexual encounters, like just random sexual encounters. I have never done that, and it kind of doesn't interest me either.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't like that part of the party. It was a dark room. You couldn't see anything, and I was like, "Oh no, people are touching me. I have to go." I was like, "No, thank you."
And that's good. Good point, both you ladies. And I think it's important to say, when we start talking about lifestyle, I mean, it really is a lifestyle. If we think about, I guess, outside of lifestyle, people have rules on how they behave and what they do and don't do. So we have to keep that in mind. And it's not a freak party. You know what I'm saying? There's people that are having freaky parties all the time, which doesn't really have anything to do with a lifestyle or LS party. And so that's why I said some things right now, some areas, some individuals, they're making it, there's some blurred lines there, and they're making it a little bit more trendy of this is my way of saying I can have multiple sexual partners, or this is my way of not saying that I'm cheating and things like that. So that is the distinctive difference when we start talking about, dynamics, and even to the point to where Rose talked about, sessions. Obviously, if we're talking about a session, then that means it's very intentional. It's more than, okay, you bust, I bust, right? It's more of getting to a point, making sure both parties are satisfied in the way that they want to be satisfied, So I think that all of those things are very, very important that, again, a vanilla person or inexperienced person wouldn't understand. So that's why the conversations are always interesting whenever we talk about different dynamics and different lifestyles, because there's just so much ambiguity of knowing what really goes on. And that's why I think this is a very necessary conversation. So caller, we appreciate you. We hope you get your WAP squared away once the COVID chills, and you're good to go. You get everything you need. So, you know, we're rooting for everybody. Just hold it tight now. All right.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Good night.
I got a question because I heard her say that she does everything that the community does, but she's not in the community. So is it like a sign up sheet or something? What's the difference?
So basically, there are people that are kinksters, okay? There's a classification of people that are kinksters, but they're not part of the BDSM community. They don't do events. They don't go to munches. They just enjoy these kinks in their home within closed doors. And I think, honestly, if you get a listing of the kinks that are out there, majority of them are currently done by vanillas. You know, because vanilla sex, if you really go to the core of what a vanilla sex is not sucking dick. Vanilla sex is not going down on a woman. It's basically just regular missionary, but when you go to another level, then that level gets out of the vanilla side and it goes to a level of kink. So you got to kind of like, you know, some people, they enjoy that, but they enjoy in their own home with their own man or their own woman, and that's it. But they don't go out and get education for it. They don't go out and go to events and participate or things of that nature. Because we have a lot of events that are educational only, and we teach people on how to do this in a safe and consensual manner. So some people just kinksters in their own house.
Okay. So it's like a board.
That was a great example. That was a really good example.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, I've never been handcuffed, ever. I've never handcuffed anybody. I've never been handcuffed. I don't even know if I've ever really been interested in it because it's never been presented to me. You know what I mean? Like I said, you know, my freak level is still in the hundreds, you know, in the hundreds, right? Not even over one yet. However, I'm becoming a little bit more open to it. But I said that to say, when we talk about things like kink or even bondage or masochism or things like that, you have to understand you have to have a lot of trust in your partner, right? So it's more than, okay, I've known this person for 3 years, because you can know somebody for 3 years and they still be crazy as shit, right? So you have to be very comfortable, and they have to be comfortable within themselves for you to be able to trust them, right? Especially if it's a new experience, you know, for that individual. And this is part of the educational process is, you know, if somebody just says, you know, I like freaky shit, okay, do you know, can you identify what freaky shit is, or can you identify, you know, what you can't, you know what I mean? So you have to really explore that. And it's an opportunity to really know, hey, is this something that I really like? Is it just something every once in a while, or do I really, you know, does this really hit the spot for me? Like, does it really take me to another place? Not only in my sexuality, but, you know, you don't just snap out of this shit right now. You know, it brings you closer to your individual. You guys are now on another level. You know what I mean? And so you can't be on another level with just anyone. So it makes you, number one, have a better vetting process. And then number two, it also makes you get a better understanding of yourself, you know, because if we just think about it on the more traditional relationship tip, you know, how comfortable, and we've said this before, Tone, how comfortable are people letting their significant other or the person they're with know what they like and what they don't like? We've had callers on here saying this motherfucker need to know how to put it down, right? Like he just needs to know that. And at the same time, we've also heard people say that if he don't have it or if she can't do it, then I ain't fucking with him. As if a person can't learn. And I don't think that that's true. I think people can learn. You know, it's just that are they willing to be taught? Well, first of all, are they willing to acknowledge that they can learn something? Like you have to get to that point. You have to identify it first, right? Then secondly, are you willing to learn? Like you got to take ego and pride out of this because it's not just about you. You know, so you have to take ego and pride out of that. Now the only issue that me and Tone deal with, Rose, is when we start talking about Tone, you already know where I'm going, right? King Beef.
When we're talking
King, we're talking about King Beef, and so what I mean by that is, guys that make a decision that if their woman wants another man, that it's not about having another man and he has a bigger dick or he making a squirt, but it's about allowing her to fulfill a need for her. She may want some more masculinity, you know, or she may want to experience,
this is a very interesting topic. It's a very interesting topic when it comes to a man and a woman and the man being able to be open to be comfortable for that woman to be with another man. It's a very interesting topic. It's very interesting here in the United States because I'm normally not from here. So I'm but that's kind of like in a poly, like you got to be, it could also be a kink for a man. You know, if anybody has ever heard of a cuckold, there are men out there that enjoy watching their women having sex with another man. So,
right. And let me let the folks know, cuckold, basically when you're looking at porn and you see Bang My Wife, part 3.
That's exactly what it is.
All right. Mm-hmm. So just to kind of put it in context, but go ahead.
So, in the poly, if we're going to hit the poly situation, yes, we do have a community that are poly, that you could have a husband that could be vanilla and the wife could be kinky and the husband's okay for his wife to go and be with a dominant, have a scene and come back home. Yes, there have been cases like that. Everything is, like I said, everything is negotiable.
Right.
You just need to be very – one thing about – I don't know what it is, but women, we're more open than men to satisfying our needs and satisfying our partner's needs. Men are not very open.
That is a fact.
Men are not very open. They're very closed in their ways, and it's and I believe that it has to be a partnership or a couple that have a very strong foundation in their union to be comfortable with that wife or that girlfriend to go and enjoy themselves without him or enjoy themselves in front of him. That union has to be solid as hell.
me and Tone have already put a consensus together, okay? So this is standard procedure here, okay? This is an SOP, all right? So me and Tone have come to the conclusion that we're not trying to see our ladies. We've come to the conclusion that we're not trying to see our ladies nuts on another dick. That's just not something that we're willing to not only visualize, actually see that, and because
there are
it's real. It's real. But here's the thing, though, and like you said, the like I mentioned before, the porn about banging my wife, especially when it's even when they bring in, you know, different ethnicities. So you got a white guy, mm-hmm. white wife, then you bring a Mandingo mm-hmm. in there, right? So ain't no brothers trying to see their woman picked up, right, scooped up like a caveman, bounced on his lap, getting 10 to 12 inches of dick from the clit all the way to the bottom. And watch that, and why she hollering and looking at me with her eyes bucked like, oh, my God, this is the best dick ever, and my dick is right here, not in her. This shit is not happening.
Right there? So you see right there, it's an ego thing. It's basically confident about yourself.
100%. I'm sorry. Yeah, the ego, the pride. Oh, we're not denying that. I mean, and Tony, unless you change your mind, bro, unless you good with
I'm
just
100%
straight froggy style from the back. You know what I mean? Like, he balls deep from the back, man.
It just wouldn't do nothing. It wouldn't do nothing for me, so I wouldn't be into it. You know, I feel like women don't mind because, like, women enjoy other women, can enjoy other women. So it's not a big deal to women. You know what I'm saying? And women built a little different than us.
But that's only if a woman is bisexual and enjoys the embrace of a woman. But there are a lot of women out here that are not bisexual.
Yeah. That's a great point. And even furthermore, they can actually be a voyeur. They may just want to watch, you know what I'm saying, or be watched. So it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a full participation type thing. And I think that a lot of people are more open to being watched. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think I've been watched before. That's something I'm interested in.
Gigi.
Yeah,
I love watching.
Yeah, I'm open. Yeah, I think I'm open. Matter of fact, man, I'm going to put Eventbrite up next week, and I'm going to set something up. $10 tickets, man, is going down, man. Mr. 45,
honestly,
let's go.
I'm a voyeur. I love watching my partner having sex with other women. It's
can he have multiple women? Can you watch your partner in the threesome?
It could be two, it could be three, especially if my partner, it could be, it's like something within me turns on. And I'm going, I'd be looking down and looking at the strokes.
Cheering them on.
Yes.
Right. Okay, so where does the nut need to go? Where does he need to bust at? Does he need to bust on you because you're there? Can he not come inside any of the women?
The last time was at a camping trip.
Okay.
My partner has two girlfriends, myself and somebody else. And we were in the tent and we were frolicking. And I sat down to watch because I will stop just to watch. I'm serious. I'm black.
Okay.
And he did his thing.
You tagging him in.
He did his thing. She orgasmed. He orgasmed. And I'm like going like, oh, yes. That's what I'm talking about.
Wow. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. We have callers, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, everybody. I guess everybody just listens. They staying on. It's a bunch of callers.
Okay,
they just listen. They listen.
This is great. This is great.
Questions from the actual listeners because I actually teach classes on this on BDSM. I even have a PowerPoint presentation talking about BDSM and the different types of kinks because there's levels. There's levels. There's certain things or certain identifiers that are outside of being a dominant and a submissive. There are people out here that identify as a pet. It could be a cat, a dog, whatever. They have basically caretakers, which is the person taking care of them when they're in that headspace. Or you might have or daddy or mommy, and then
that's
you
right.
have a little girl versus and then a little
yeah.
boy. There's level based on this lifestyle, depending on how you identify yourself, how you feel comfortable. You know? So
that's
you gotta
good.
Like yeah, there's different
Gigi.
Things out here. Different.
This is what we're gonna do, right? This is what we're gonna do. Because there's so much more to get into.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna do a part two, right?
Oh my lord.
We're gonna do a part
here.
We're gonna do a part two to get
we
into everything else that we didn't get into tonight. So we're gonna end the show. We're gonna end the show now. This is like the first time in the history of doing this show that we're gonna end at a little over 10 because I wanna do a part two.
Mm.
And it's after 10 o'clock, so other callers can't call in. So people will miss out on this
yeah.
conversation.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
I want to
I
do
agree.
A part two. We'll figure it out maybe next Friday or the Friday after
mm-hmm.
next, but we definitely have to do a part two. And Rose Gold, you have to come back on and bless us again with all
yeah.
the knowledge. I wrote down every – I got a little book. I got like 3 pages. Of stuff.
You have to. I mean, you
the
have
definition
to,
and everything.
You have to have a reference. Yeah, you have to have
lot.
Something to reference.
Yeah.
It is a lot.
Yeah,
I mean, and you know, 17 years. You know, obviously, when you started, and then we'll talk about that if we're blessed to have you back on how you transitioned. Because if you say 17 years, clearly
mm-hmm.
you're not just 18 years old, because that'd be nasty.
No.
But so we would like
woman.
To know some of the best questions is really your transition and
yeah.
why. And, you know, so that's what we'll be able to dig into. And I think that will spark a whole different, you know, topic, discussion.
Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
I have a
so,
very
so we look forward
story
to that.
On how it happened.
So we look forward
so we,
to that.
We can just, if she's free next Friday, let's just
yeah
go right into it next Friday. Let's
yeah,
just
yeah.
go into part two next Friday, talking about you know how it evolved as far as
mm-hmm.
the community, how it has it evolved over the years and all that. So I don't want to get into it now
yeah.
because we could. And we're going to be talking another 2 hours. But I just want to say definitely thank you, Rose, and to all the
You're
callers
welcome.
For calling in tonight. Can you let the people know where they can find you, your Instagram, Facebook, or any websites,
so,
anything like that?
Facebook, you can find me as Rose Goff, G-O-T-H, on Facebook. And in Instagram is rose.goth. So you could find me in those two platforms. You could
okay.
also find me in FetLife. If anybody
oh.
knows what FetLife is.
they know.
Oh, okay. So
they know. They know. They know.
As well.
Okay. And you can find Rose on my platform. She doesn't
yes.
have a problem jumping in there and talking.
Oh, hell no.
Where she's talking. So that's good. Cool. I'll jump right in. I'll jump right in, guys. You can always find me on Facebook at Malloy Rob, MallloyRob. Definitely Instagram. You can find me at GG After Dark. Also, website, ggafterdark.com. And you can actually find me on IG as well as I Am Rob Malloy. Definitely want to follow the show. IG is Freaky Friday Show _. And you can find us there. And you can definitely catch the flyers for the shows and the upcoming shows and things like that. And make sure that you – hey, Tony, we follow for follow, right? Follow our ass, we follow you back.
Definitely, definitely, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Follow us and follow you.
So, yeah, so definitely. So that's that. Tony, let us know, man. Finish this off.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter. At GEI_Tone, Facebook Tone Mitchell. You can follow the radio show at GEI Radio. Just like Gigi said, we have a Freaky Friday show. IG page, Freaky Friday show _. Again, we're here each and every Friday, 9 to 10. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We got a new name, Rose Gold. So we got Rose Gold.
Rose
we got
Gold,
Lady
add it to the crew.
We got Candy.
You gave,
Candy.
You gave me a new name, huh?
Rose Gold, baby. That's it, man. It gets no better.
That's
shout
exactly.
out to Diamond. Okay. Then we had a Diamond. Don't forget
oh, yeah,
Diamond. Candy, Lady X.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely,
we good.
Definitely. And listen, callers, don't be mad at me. I know y'all wanted to ask questions, but we just want to, because it was at the end, it just started, all the joints started popping up. But part two is coming next week. So hold those questions until next week. We're going to get back into it next week so other people can have a chance to call in and listen to the show. So everybody enjoy the rest of your weekend. Be safe. Peace.
Blessings. Peace.
Have a wonderful night.